This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I'm Debbie Laux, and I'm from Newport Beach, California.
And I'm Jamie Jennings, and I'm in Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 10th, episode 2346, brought to you today by our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Debbie Laux, thank you for being such a glutton for punishment and co-hosting with me today.
Oh, yeah. I get up so early. I can sleep in on the weekend, though, so we're fine. We're fine. No, I'm so excited to be with you. This is the only time we really get to, like, have an excuse to chat for a while. You know,
I know. You're usually talking, texting while you drive.
Yeah. Oh,
and I'm like, what did you say? I don't understand that because it's talking text.
Yeah. But I don't know how to speak. My talk. That's
well,
all.
This is great. We've got Jemmy producing today. We actually have like some parents in the room, you know,
yeah.
Somebody's relatively in charge. So we're going to do that. And we have on today's show, we have a listener that got a new horse or horses.
Yay.
Maybe
yeah.
We'll find out. It's a new horse segment and some really bad ads. So here we go. Let's see what happens.
All right, today my daily Winnie goes to Jamie. Okay, I know it's self-serving. I know. But I'm so proud of you. I just want to validate what you're doing with Horse and Hound and these horses that you've got a revolving door on your ranch for. I just think it's so cool. I was on the phone with some really high powerful equine like thought leaders on Monday, and I mean, you would know their names. These ladies are coming up with some terrific ideas for the horse industry. And all we could talk about was you.
What?
True story. Because what you're doing with these horses to transition them from OTTB to whatever they want to be, or whoever, you know, gets them can take them in whatever direction they want because they're so versatile, but you're getting them so quiet. So, you know, like Valid, who's been on there recently that you've done so well with, and Ridge and all these other horses that we've been following on Facebook.
I have good news. The very first one that I trained, bless his heart, little Kona, he was pretty back at the knee and, you know, he was really, he had been beat up considerably from a quarter horse trainer who tried to train thoroughbreds. And so he's the one that I did all the dance moves with that we were just talking about before. So he officially got adopted by like a 12-year-old girl who's going to take him to like walk, trot, horse shows and trail ride. Yay!
Oh, that is, I didn't even know that story. I would have had that on the phone call too. But yeah, we were talking about like Precious Magic Gallop Jennings and all these horses, you know, that's where you started on this trek, as I recall. And she is with a little 12-year-old something too, right?
She is with a little 8-year-old, I think.
Oh my
gosh.
That's
the little pony that I did. She was my advanced course horse. So we take a fairly wild horse and gentle it and have for our 2 weeks of our advanced course and then do an exam with him at the end. And she just was a star. And I took her, ended up, of course, adopting her, taking her home. Okay. And she's the one I taught to drive and I trail rode. And I'm me on this like 13 two-hand black little feral pony. But she ended up being amazing. And yeah, she lives the life in San Diego. with two other siblings, I guess, now. So, yeah, she's doing really well. So, thanks for recognizing that.
Oh, I'm just so proud of you. You're just a great example and a leader out there for doing that. So let's get going, the rest
of
us.
Well, if everybody would go and get to become a certified Monty Roberts instructor, you could do this too. That's the only reason I got hired to do this job, is because I am the only certified Monty Roberts instructor in the middle of the country. And that's a shame. And there should be lots more.
I agree with you. And it's so much fun. I mean, I can't believe what you're doing with these horses, each one having their own little issues. I love that you're in your helmet and your vest and you're doing it safely. And I think you're inspiring.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's really, really fun. And Chad loves it because it's like, he's like, you get your new horse fixed like every 2 weeks.
It's true.
I didn't know. I thought I'd have these horses for, you know, 6 weeks to 3 months. And they just come around so quickly with the methods of Monty and the technique and everything. So, and I get to continually practice and just learn and get better. And like I said on the show, I think Monday, I said, I just feel I channel my inner Amy from Heartland.
I heard that. Yeah. It's true. Everybody wants to be Amy, and now you are. You is.
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be nice? All right, here we go. My turn for Daily Winnie.
Yep.
All right. Hashtag damn it, Zeus. Are y'all ready for a new story?
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's been a while. So I back to the... Everybody says when you get a round bale, you need to put one of those slow feed hay nets over it, right?
Right.
Well, I put the slow feed hay net over it, and Drax, this is like several weeks ago, got his shoes caught in it.
Oh, yeah.
He's the only one with shoes on in the pasture. And so I was like, dang it. So I haven't been using it, but then he was up for a while. So I put the net on it because I've got a fat horse out in the pasture. It's like a vacuum for the hay. Anyway, so I put it back on. And Drax have been having to live until that hay is gone in a paddock next to Zeus. So Zeus and he have been fighting. He cut Zeus's eye open. Like we've had just a nightmare. And that bale of hay is almost gone, so I can get the net out of there. But there's still like a couple days of hay in this hay net. Well, hashtag damn it, Zeus and Drax decided to fight over the fence again. Whilst removing the top rail of our wooden fence. Thank God it was on Drax's side, I guess, because then Drax proceeded to escape, jump out, because like
he did
a two rail instead of a three rail.
Right.
And he decided to jump out. And I go out this morning. This is why we talked in the show, the meeting right before this. Sometimes when you guys are auditors, you'll get to hear the pre-show meeting. And I was like completely frazzled. And it's because I had just been running out in the rain because Drax, everybody came up and everybody was in the barn, but it was peaceful and it was happy. And Drax is standing out in the field, like going, somebody help. And he's like, guy, his leg is stuck in the freaking hay net again because he jumped out, ran right to the hay net. And he's like, and he's coming towards me with his like leg dragging behind him, like out of the dragging this freaking slow feed hay net with half a round bale on it.
pathetic. That is pathetic, like, Drax.
If I'd had my video, oh my God.
Yeah, really.
$1 million. But again, this is a warning note to those of you who have slow feed hay nets. Only put it out with barefoot horses.
Barefoot horses. Anybody who has those pillows or anything like that. Yeah, no shoes.
No shoes. But nobody told me that.
Nobody told you that?
I didn't know that. Does everybody know that? And except for me?
No.
I've never used one.
Now everybody knows. Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I say that?
Everybody know. I looked back through the literature of this.
Oh, they should
one
say.
Place did it Uh-oh. Say, hey, make sure your horses don't have shoes on when you're feeding from this. No,
yeah, they should say that. They should say that on there because, yeah, it's not totally intuitive. I guess you're right. You're right. But if you think about it, I mean, what they want to do, especially if it's like real slow feed. Yeah, and then they like paw. They're like pissed off at it that it's slow feed, right? You know, and oh, they have a shoe on.
It is utter torture to watch them try to eat. I feel so bad for horses.
You're such a softy. Stop that.
I am. If it's just this one vacuum cleaner of a haymonger out in my pasture, yeah, would stop. But it's pretty amazing. So yeah. Hashtag, damn it, Zeus.
Damn it, Zeus. Damn it, Zeus.
Debbie, it's time to get our first guest on the line. And everybody talks to her, we're just going to be jealous because she also has that new horse fix. And she's going to tell us about her new horses. Hi, Denise. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. Where are you? Where are we talking to you from? What part of the country?
We're in Rochester, New Hampshire. So the southern tip.
Does anybody call New Hampshire southern anything?
It's pretty high.
I say southern in hopes that it'll be warmer, but it's
not. What's the weather like right now?
Cloudy, about 30 degrees, so not horrible. It was about 10 degrees yesterday, looking to be 55 tomorrow.
Oh, nice. We're sending you all the warm because we're supposed to get 3 inches of snow. And Debbie, I didn't ask you, Debbie. How's the weather in Southern California?
I'm groaning over here. Sorry, guys. It's kind of cold.
It's like 72. I am freezing.
Actually, I looked.
So. Oh, God. Sorry, back to you, Denise. Back to you,
yeah,
Denise.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your horsey life that you live.
So we have a small farm, 25 acres. We have a brand new six stall barn that my husband built for us. We have two draft crosses currently. Nice. And then we're looking for a trail horse. One of my horses is a pasture pup, so he's not able to be ridden. My other is in training. So we're looking for a trail horse for me. We searched high and low for about a year. And even took a horrible ride to New Jersey, which was just terrible. And then came back and then found out that Castle in the Clouds in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, has a trail riding company. And it's called Riding in the Clouds. And it's run by Beth and Kurt Toll. And they had four horses for me to look at because they occasionally switch out their horses so they don't get burnt out on the trail rides for public. So we went and looked at the four horses up at their house in Porter, Maine, and ended up falling in love with two of them. So we're shopping for one, ended up thinking about trying two out. They're giving me a free trial. On the way home, within 10 minutes, my husband said, let's just try them both. So within a couple of days, we went and picked up both of them. And within 30 days, we knew that we wanted to keep both.
Can I just tell you how much I like your husband? Like, I have a small farm of 25 acres, and my husband just built me a barn and told me to take both. What?
He's wonderful. And he's a non-horse person. He's just wonderful.
Where did you? I'm going to talk more about the husband than the horses. Tell us where you found that man.
He found me on Match.com about 10 years ago.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. And then our paths kept crossing and we reconnected and got married a year ago at this past October.
Oh my God. You met on Match.com. That is the greatest story. Yeah.
He buys her horses.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. That is,
and he buys you horses. I mean,
and he buys me horses.
Perfect. Man.
That's a great marriage right there. Does he move hay? Does he, like, if you go get the hay, does he unpack the truck?
Yep, he does. Gosh. He does. Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm very lucky.
That's awesome. Okay, back to the horses. Sorry. So what did you take on trial and inevitably buy both of? Because we know where this is going.
Yeah, exactly. We took Titan, who is a six-year-old quarter horse paint. He's about 15 hands, sweet, sweet, mellow boy. He's the only normal size horse in our barn. So he's about 15 hands and everybody else is 16 to 18 hands. So he's our normal size horse. And he was used for trail rides for public at the castle.
Okay.
And then the other one is Ruby. That's her barn name. Her registered name is Ridgeway Cassidy. and she's a 15-year-old Suffolk Punch mare. She's 16 plus hands. She rides in, she drives single and double.
Wow.
And she was used for, she was used for trail rides at the castle and was going to be pulling sleighs at Nestlenook in Jackson, where they do sleigh rides and ice skating.
Cool. Oh my gosh. So okay. Suffolk Punch is not a common U.S. draft breed, right? Correct.
Correct. Very rare. So back in 2016, there were only 50 in the states, in the United States. And now we're up to over 1,900 listed in the registry.
I mean, this is a registered mare, too. You think she would have a lot of value as a brood mare.
Exactly. Exactly. And I've joined the Suffolk Punch Facebook page, and there are a lot of people on there that have stallions. So we're thinking maybe next year we'll look into that. But we're currently in line to breed our Friesian Percheron cross in the spring.
Friesian Percheron cross. Wow.
You don't need. Let me tell you something. Have you had foals before?
Not myself. No, but other people have that I've been around. Yeah.
You won't sleep. Everything is scary. Call the vet 150 times a day. It's terrible. Uh-huh. I'll never do it again. I did it twice. Okay. But I said that the first time too. So anyway, so Suffolk Punch Mare, Ruby and Titan. Mm-hmm. And so does this mean that your husband's going to be doing some riding?
We're hoping. We're hoping. Mm-hmm. Titan is mellow enough for him to get on and ride. But we have, you know, really poor footing here right now. So we're thinking in the spring, I'll pop him up on a saddle.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Yeah. Very good. Blessing and a curse, because if they want to ride, then they're not unloading hay. So
there is that. There is that. And I have to tell you, going from two horses to four horses has been an eye opener, because it just seems like I do horses all day long. Thankfully, I sold my farm sitting business in September, and I'm retired. So I'm able to do the horses all day long, but I don't know how people do it working full time when they have three or more horses. It's a lot of work. It's exhausting.
It is. I mean, you've been a farm sitter forever. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Then you know how much work four horses is. Mm-hmm. Why is this a surprise?
Exactly. True.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's great. Well, Denise, thank you so much for coming on and telling us. Could you email me a photo, and we'll use it in our show notes? I want to see a photo of these two beautiful angels that you just got. And if anybody else is up in the Maine area looking for a trail horse, would you recommend, Castle in the Clouds?
The company is Riding in the Clouds, and it's Beth and Kurt Toll. And I would definitely recommend them. I know they are looking to rehome a couple more at this point.
All right. Yeah. Well, you heard it here first. Go get yourself a horse. Denise did, or two. All right. Denise, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Hi, Denise. That was awesome.
The smooch for us.
Yeah.
What was that? I will. Absolutely.
A smooch. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
And what's your email address?
Sorry. Jamie@horseradionetwork.com.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Her life was falling apart around her, but when she saw his sweet face and heard the low knicker, the pain eased. She stood in the stall for some time, running a brush over his sleek coat, down his powerful muscles and over his tight, cool tendons. He cocked his back leg, waiting patiently. She scratched his favorite spot and was rewarded with a crinkled smile and outstretched neck. The stress flowed from her body, and she knew with him in her life, she would make it through. This love story is brought to you by Endure Extra, providing high-fat calories, direct-fed microbials, and natural vitamin E to support optimal condition and performance. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today. Thank you.
packed up all his buckles, shipped his saddle to his dad. And by the way the house looked, she must have took it bad. The workers come on Monday to fix the door and patch the walls. They say she just went crazy the night she got the call. He was up in Wyoming, drew a bull no man could ride. He promised her he'd turn out, well it turned out that he lied. And all the dreams that they'd been living in the California sand died right there beside him in Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that you can go down by the water and see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. They never found her body, just her diary by the bed. Told about the fight they'd had and the words that she had said. When he told her he was riding, she said that I don't give a damn if you never come back from Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Nobody can explain it, some say she's still alive. They even claim they've seen her on the shoreline late at night. And if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne.
That song may sound familiar, and it's because Garth Brooks made it super famous, but do you know Dan Roberts actually wrote it, Beaches of Cheyenne?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
The proper author of that. So you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Glenn is out of town, so I currently have Debbie as my co-host. Producer Jemmy is here, and Jemmy, I just want to let you know that on Wednesday you missed Studies show, and
that's not allowed. I'm always supposed to be called in for that.
You need to be a part of it. I'm not doing it alone again. It was just too much dead air, and I overshared way too much about myself.
I'll have to go back and listen.
No. I told Glenn to take it all out. I was like, you can edit it out. Like, people would, no. My mother-in-law could hear that. but anyway, yeah. So that was on Wednesday, I do believe. So you're not allowed to miss that anymore. But we've got Debbie here, and I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on at one of my favorite places on the planet, Flag Is Up Farms. What's happening?
We have a lot going on right now. Actually, Dad's in Australia right now for the next 2 months. He's January 1. He got on the plane and went over
Isn't Australia on fire?
I know. I keep calling and making sure he's not affected by it, which sounds selfish. I know. I'm sorry. Everybody else and all the critters. I feel so bad for all the critters. Those photos are killing me of the koalas and the kangaroos and everything. I know. I know. But he is in the Melbourne area, Pakenham, and he is starting babies and going to auctions for some thoroughbreds down there for a racing team. And it is like he's a kid in a candy store.
Oh, my God. That had to be so fun.
Oh, he loves it. Yeah, it's a nice family that, you know, just decided it's like second generation. They've done well in their business. And they said, let's start a racing team. Really? Yeah, let's put together a team. And so dad went, you and you and you, the best around him. And
so this is a family that made money and then said, hey, we want to put together a racing team. Who can we get to put together a racing team for us? Monty Roberts?
To the starting and the training and everything too, which is so smart. Like, I don't know why people don't do that more often. Like, you know, they're jewelers and they decide they want to get into horses and what, you know, find somebody who knows something and has done something like that. Anyway, so it's for him, it's really fun. And in Australia, the rules are a little different in racing and they're doing some things better than we do here. And so he's pretty excited about that, but there's room for improvement too. So he's down there also to, you know, to talk about that and make sure people are being fair with the horses.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that has to be a lot of fun. Here, we're going to give you all this money. Go buy some horses that you like. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Exactly. And then start them with, you know, just the way you like to start them. So there's no baggage, you know, it's not the, oh, here's one's ruined. Maybe Monty can take care of it. We've resorted to Monty. It's not like that. It's backwards. And it's a lot of fun. So that's where he is. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have some things coming up, Horse Sense and Healing. Did I talk to you about March? And also,
no, you haven't.
And we also have the advanced courses are coming up, which means that we are getting some of the horses in pretty soon that are like we talked about with Precious Magic Jennings, Gallop Jennings, and, you know, some of those horses that are coming from rescues, so that the advanced students, we do this little balancing act, right? The most fractious horses with the most advanced students. And then as we gentle them, if they stay with us, then they go down to the most, you know, unadvanced people in the classes, the simple little classes, all the way to, if they're really sweet and quiet, then they end up in the Horse Sense and Healing and maybe the lead up for the at-risk youth too. So
it is fun to see a transition of the horses, because we get the farm will get in these wild horses, BLM Mustangs, you know, like Tucker and all these horses that they start as wild horses, and the gently wild horses course gets them down. Then the advanced course works on them, and then the beginner course works, the intro course, and then they kind of tick their way all the way down to where, like, they're totally fine where anybody can handle them.
That's
which
right.
Is they kind of take the, over. The idea, you know, of the whole
thing. Exactly. And it's so fun to watch. And so that's why we do have some organizations approaching us saying, hey, let's ramp this up a little bit. And you and I have talked about Mustang programs forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so we're getting closer to that, too, just sort of optimizing what we have and be able to take in more. So I'm really excited about that. And also, you mentioned Nellie Kennedy, my partner in crime. She and I are cooking up some real fun for June. And that is really what I want to point people in the direction of: June 21, 22, 23, not only name drop Temple Grandin and Monty will be working together, but we've got Rick Lamb as our host.
This is for the movement.
The movement 2020. Doesn't that sound good?
Rick Lamb's going to be there too. And Temple Grandin and Monty. is Rick Lamb hosting because he has a podcast? Is that what I'm hearing?
He's hosting because he's written books with Dr. Robert Miller, talking about Monty's work and everything. But I don't know how, you know, he's a little bit arm's length to it. So I'm excited to kind of, you know, catch him up with what's going on. So as a host, he's a lot more objective than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been hosting the last couple of years, but I want somebody who really asks great questions and is, you know, mesmerized by the whole thing. So he's going to lead us in our 3 days. So it's 3 days of, the first day is we're working out, like, it's about horses and health. So we've got Ashley Mancuso, who's equestrian yoga, where she is on top of the Mustangs doing yoga and teaching us to breathe. And we have a biofeedback machine under us, you know, who's telling us you're a little unbalanced, you're a little, you're moving too much, your breathing is too shallow, you know, all those things. It's really a cool technique. I mean, I'm not a big yoga person, but you can immediately see how the stretches on the back of the horse not only are a great little warm-up for the horse standing still and some discipline that way, but also how you get ready for a ride or your session for the day. So there's that. There's we've got Ellie Boardman coming over from the UK, who is a chiropractic and a Monty Roberts certified instructor. And the cool thing about Ellie and chiropractic in the UK is that you have to be fully certified on people first. So you have to become a doctor first of chiropractic on people before you can even be certified to be an equine chiropractic.
Well, you sold me, because Ellie was there. She taught the last horse sense and healing with me. And we would go back up to the bunkhouse where she and I were staying. And I was like, can you maybe just adjust my neck? She's like, oh, sure. So I figured by the end of it, with what she charges, I probably owed her about $600. So maybe she's coming back to chase me for my money.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Isn't she so sweet, though? She is the nicest, you know, quiet and everything. I love her. She had done the horse sense and healing in Ireland. So we went, whistle, can you come over and do the horse sense and healing in October with Jamie? And you guys were a great team.
Yeah, I felt really comfortable working with her. We handled it.
Yeah, no, you did good. We got high marks for that one. And Monty wasn't there. That was one of the, was that the only one that you've been to where he wasn't there?
Yeah. And then it's like, you do the demo. You're going to play Monty this weekend. I was like, oh gosh.
You did great. You did great. And for people who don't know, Horse Sense and Healing is a 3-day program, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for veterans or first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress and their families too. That's a real key. And that, to me, is you watch that happen. We had people there, three different individuals from the borderline shooting, which people may or may not remember happened a year ago, where a person went into a bar, it's a saloon, the borderline in Central California area, and killed 12 people. And they were involved in this. So not only were they veterans, but they went through that. And one of the gals there lost her son in the borderline shooting. So we had our work cut out for us, didn't we?
We did. It was a really powerful weekend. And I'm always happy to be a part of those. So you just let me know when you want me for the next one. And then you also have, I've been listening to a lot of your podcasts, because I was the recipient of one of these TheraTrees from Tad Coffin. And hopefully we're going to have him on in the next couple weeks to talk about it. But it's an amazing piece of equipment. And you actually interviewed him and he explained how it works. And so I went and I listened to the interview and I watched the videos and I'm just as confused because this is what he says. He's like, it's going to be a little bit of quantum physics. And I was like, my horses are Avengers. That's all I could think of, like quantum anything would be like Tony Stark. So,
superpowers. 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 Yeah, I know. Yeah. And you know, the cool thing is, okay, so back to 1970s when Tad is winning the Olympic gold and he was, I mean, I think, speaking out of turn here, Jen Hebert like had a poster of him in her bedroom, you know, that Tad Coffin. And he was just the thing in horses in the 70s. And so he's just a perfectionist. And I love that about him. He loves his horses. He loves his equipment. He makes sure he's super fair to everything. So he's dinking around with saddles and he can tell you the story. I don't want to ruin it, but he will tell you how he happened upon this technology sort of by accident, except, you know, when you're that OCD about all your fairness to horses and equipment, you're going to happen upon something good, you know? And that's what he did. And so we went man, I wanted to have him just to figure out how geeky it was. You know, I was reading all his website.
It's really geeky. Right? Like, I have one and I don't understand the black magic that is working on my horses when I put it on them. But we're going to get him on to talk about it because I have to. You're so polite. He's like, well, it's a bit of quantum physics. And I'd be like, no, no, no. That doesn't work for me.
Dumb it down.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I'm not sure I understand. Here's the thing. No batteries, no electricity. That's the part that's like, whoa, yeah, what happened?
It doesn't make any sense. So we will talk a little bit more about the Theratree and what is, we'll talk about that with Olympic gold medalist Tad Coffin, the first American to ever win the eventing individual gold medal. I might have had a poster of him too. Whatever. So we'll talk to him about that. But as it is now, anything else we need to go over? And you wanted people to vote on your show.
Yes. Okay. So we're at episode 150 on Horsemanship Radio. If you haven't listened to Horsemanship Radio yet, please do. It's horsemanshipradio.com. But we're at episode 150. I can't believe Glenn. It feels like he just talked me into this whole podcast thing. And I'm so glad because I got to meet Jamie and, you know, changed my life. And so the 150th episode is pretty cool. It's about laminitis, and it's with Carol Herder, who's an amazing horsewoman all her life, and also the Sable Island horses off Nova Scotia. And I just love that episode. But we're coming up to on 151 with two guys, John Sansil, who is a therapeutic farrier. And I want people to go and listen to those, but those will have played now in 2020. So if anybody, maybe go in the auditors. I think I'll put this question up in the auditors page because I'm a little shy to put it on the main pages. But I would love to hear what episodes people listened to and enjoyed in 2019, because I have to put something toward the American Horse Publications Awards because it gives me an excuse to go there, right?
Yes.
I have to go. And I'm not going to go if I didn't submit something. So
it's like going to the Academy Awards as a nominee. Yeah, it's just like that.
Tell your friends and everything too. It's really fun, and you learn stuff there too. So give me an excuse to go to the AHV conference. Where is it this year? Do you remember? It's always in a fun place. It was New Mexico last year. It was really fun in Albuquerque, and that was really fun. But they usually do East Coast, West Coast, something like that. And
Glenn doesn't pay for me to go anymore. I only went when it was in Phoenix.
I know. That's what that photo was from that was just up on Facebook. I noticed that was your Charlie's Angels pose. Remember? I didn't see your gun out, but, you know, it's kind of cute in front of a cactus. But so I'm hoping that people, I'll put a question up on so people have a place to put it. But let me know what you enjoyed, and I will submit one of those that is Jen and my favorites too from this last year. Thanks.
That sounds good. Well, hey, I think it's time.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
It's time. That's right, for Really Bad Ads. However, I would like to say that we have had a record number of submissions since the start of the year. I don't know why. I don't even know what the prize is.
Because there's a lot of really bad ads out there.
There are, but there's so many people. Laura, Andrew, Diane, Cynthia, Casey, Brenda, Mary, Tessa, Linda, Rhonda. Y'all might not even got in because we've had so many. But you're all entered for the prize. So that's the important part. That's all y'all care about. Mm-hmm. But Jody sent in the first one. Why don't you give this one a go?
Okay, so Jody sent in that there is a horse for sale, $1,900 in the Woodruff area. Let's see. If texting, leave callback number.
Why? You're texting.
We're texting.
What?
We already know that you have a cell phone and you have a number. Any questions will be answered by phone only. Text messages will not be answered by text. Use the phone number, she says. If the ad is up, the item is still available. In other words, don't ask. Is it still available? Appaloosa Philly 5-year-old Bay blanketed 14 hands. Okay, so we're supposed to pick out in this photo, there's an Appaloosa Philly 5-year-old, but it's not Bay and it's not blanketed.
It's four horses with their butts to the camera.
There is one Bay.
This is a scam. This is
gotta
be a scam.
I mean, the
item is still available. It's like as a horse. That's weird. Don't.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. You're right. See, you're better at reading these things.
Oh yeah, I am a scam detector. To where like people will call and I'm like, who is this? They're like, I'm calling you from the logo. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're lying. Like super paranoid. Like we're standing. It's Amazon. We're standing outside your door with your package. Nuh-uh. Uh-huh. No. No, it can't be. No.
Can't be. You just need to buy a farm.
You just want me to come outside so you can murder me.
Yeah, I know. Jamie, I got to tell on you a little bit. The office, when you're at Flagstaff Farms and you do your show, it's usually in the dark because you start so early, or at least you used to start so early on these things. And you used to keep me locked out of the office because you didn't know I was downstairs knocking and like, there could be murderers out there.
As my husband says, he is, it must be hard to be you.
Oh.
Like, it must be hard. Like it's so exhausting because I'm scared of everything.
You have good antennas. That's all. It's very good.
That's right. Ladies, trust your instincts. If Debbie is knocking at your door and you're uncomfortable, don't open it.
Don't open the door.
So Lorene sent this one in, and Lorene is our listener that lives in Brooklyn.
You have to do the Brooklyn accent. Aha.
Oh man. Okay. Well, she's sending an ad in from Mansfield, which is my recall is in Ohio. So this is going to be very confusing, but she usually sends it in herself. Serious barrel and race bred AQHA stallion. $6,500 dollars. They're gone. Mansfield. Yep. I got to get into character. Okay. I have four stallions and six mares. I'm going to offer him and my Perlino cowbred horse. The first one that sells will be the one that goes, and I will keep the other one. He is being rode every day I have. Another stallion in race. There's no punctuation.
No punctuation.
I have another stallion in race training now, and race bred stallion I'm going to breed within 2020. He is 100% sound and still a stallion.
That was really good, Brooklyn. Lorene, move over. She doesn't have to call them in anymore.
No, yeah. I would rather Lorene read them because I like it. However, how many times did this person have to stay stallion? I don't even understand what I read. And that's not because it was in a Brooklyn accent. I don't know what I read. That's a bad ad.
You don't want to know. She has four stallions. Enough said.
Let me just say, go ahead and blanket statement with geld that shit.
Yeah, I know. No.
Okay. Oh, and look, Brooklyn sent in the next one.
Yeah, Carmella Mare and Gelding. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, but it's Jacksboro. Doesn't that sound Southern?
That is Southern. It's all you, girl. That sounds like Mississippi.
Mississippi, Carmella Gelding, gated, and great trail horses. And gentle, both have blue eyes. That's all you need to know. Right?
I was wrong. Jacksboro is in Texas. So twang it up a little.
Oh, twang it up. Carmella. Oh, let's see. I can't do this instantaneously. Like I can't switch that fast. My brain's brittle on that side. Carmella Mayer and Gelden, gated and great trail horses and gentle, both have blue eyes.
Nice.
Came from a song. What? That's a short ad. Trying to sell a $2,800 horse.
I do like that they're gated, but they're actually just like you have a front gate, like a G-A-T-D. Horse for sale. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there. Horse for sale, Sorrel Gelding. I can't even say Sorrel. It's chestnut. Sorry. But this is in Texas. It's an Estancia, which in Arizona we called it Estancia because our friends lived in a neighborhood called Estancia. So Texas. This 9-year-old sorrel gelding is a good rider. What?
Good, huh? He's a good rider.
Oh my God, this is great. This is super Texas for you.
Yeah.
Wait, this came from cornerstoneequine.com. Do you know who Cornerstone Equine is?
I do not.
That's Dr. Siemens.
Oh, I love him.
Is his wife sent this in? Okay.
Is that Hannah is his wife?
I don't know. Hannah, maybe she's using her fake name, but I've seen your email and I know where it's coming from. This is Dr. Siemens.
You've been found.
Sorry, that was the email. Horse for sale, .. Sorrel Gelding in Estancia. This 9-year-old Sorrel Gelding is a good rider. He likes people. You have to own him to appreciate him.
Now, there's a salesman right there.
I mean, get him the hell off my lawn. You know what? You won't really, really know how good he is until you take his ass home.
Yeah, put him on your lawn. You're fine. Oh, great. All right. So Wanda sends this in a horse trailer. Oh, yeah. We got the omnipresent horse trailer. $1,100. Okay. But it holds two horses. So there you go.
No, it cannot hold two horses.
Minis, maybe. A minivan would be better than buying this $1,100. So it holds two horses and it's very narrow. it doesn't say that. Holds two horses, period. Comes with panel. Comma, new tires, period.
I don't know if there's new tires because you can't see them, but at least the snow has melted enough to where you can see the chickens next.
Yeah, you can see the two chickens roasting up in the tire. Yeah, it's in a snowy place. The worst part is the snow has obviously been inside this trailer, I think, because it looks fairly damp and dank and it's wood. And I wouldn't have a horse standing in that.
I was going to say, would you feel comfortable putting two horses on that piece of wood there, the wood floor?
Briar horses. I don't know. That's about it. I think,
Shy boy Briar.
Yeah, the Shy Boy Briar.
Not mine, but somebody else's.
Yeah, not yours. Yeah, I know. No, it's a mess. It's a mess inside. It looks bad outside, but it looks worse inside.
It's a little two horse. It looks like a one horse round front, no windows, no sides. Yeah, terrible. Sharon sent in the next one, and it is Gentle Horse, all capital letters, wanted.
Exactly.
Lots of exclamation points, wanting to trade. Lots of exclamation points, Sacramento, California. We are looking for a nice and gentle horse that is on the shorter side. Nothing over 18, please.
Oh.
Color, not important. Temperament is. We are only wanting to trade.
Thank you for backing away from this. We're only wanting to trade.
It continues. Okay. We would like to trade one, possibly two, for the right horse. If you have something that would work or you're possibly interested in one of our two horses, please contact us. Well, we don't know what the hell kind of horse you have. Please send us info on your horse and his picture as well. Just don't ask for pics of our horses without including pics of what you want to trade. And if you have one that you think will work, send the info and the pics.
If you'll show me mine.
Yeah, I'll send you. I bet you know what? They got a lot of dick pics. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, okay. Maybe there's something.
You know what? If I send you a pic, maybe they'll send me a pic back. Your horse doesn't need to be finished as we have a good trainer, but must not be spooky and must have good ground manners and must not buck. So apparently their trainer's not that good.
Yeah. What happened to hers?
Can't teach a ground manners or fix a spooky horse or keep from bugging, but like other than that, it can be totally.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to be finished. Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't believe I said that. Do you worry about me? Okay, you sorry. I'm embarrassed because you're so proper all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't know that was funny, actually. So Ashley sends this in. She's got a photo to go with it. Is that Lucas? No, it's not Lucas.
That's definitely not Lucas.
Oh my gosh. So I think she's trying to sell this horse, but you only get to see three quarters of it. So is kid broken? She says, kid broken, comma, gelding. Appaloosa male horse. That's always a bad sign. Oliver Springs, let's see. $700. All right.
It was Oliver Springs. You just find out.
You Google that. So this horse, $700, has got her little chat.
Oh, that's Tennessee. Come on.
Oh, no. See, I was just talking to Joe Camp this week. I should have Tennessee down, but I don't know. Let's see here. So $700. Very calm, loving, and kid broken. 17 years old, cut male.
He's a cut male.
He's a cut male. Yeah. And he's a Rome Appaloosa Gilden. Gilden.
Wait
G, capital G I L D E N. And honestly, pretty much anyone could ride this horse. Not the kid riding it, by the way. It's not very good. But name's JJ. JJ, please. Oh, please. Yo, name's please. JJ. Please don't bother with any solicited offers or unless you know what? This please is PLZ. Doesn't have an apostrophe in it. Bother with, it can't even spell out with. It's got a W slash any solicited offers unless you, just the letter, are truly interested. Exclamation point. Now I'm going to yell at Jamie. Also, price is firm and first come, first basis, and three exclamation points. Thank you, letter U, period.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that. Well, first of all, they don't know what color because he's not Rome. That's a roan. Yeah. Appaloosa. They spelled Appaloosa right, but gelding wrong. G-I-L-D-E. And describe the, I love this pony, by the way. Would totally buy this pony.
Would you buy it? Yeah. Okay. I love that.
Just to rescue it.
Yeah. Just rescue it from this poor. And you know what? He's only about, how old is that kid? You're more in the hunt for me now.
Probably
seven,
like eight. Yeah.
Eight. Okay. Eight. But he's got his 4-year-old saddle on. Right?
Oh yeah. It's like
bulging out of this kid's saddle. And the stirrups are a little short for me. And his heels are up and he's in tennis shoes, Mom. And he has no helmet on and his reins are up by his ears.
And he's pulling. And the saddle pad is so big on this horse that it covers like halfway down the rump. Uh-huh. But the saddle is like 6 inches big.
And the saddle's is like 4-year-old saddle. Yeah. And this poor horse is looking back like, what the hell? What the hell?
All right. Somebody in Oliver Springs, Tennessee, you go get me this horse because it's kid broken. 17-year-old cut male. Cut male. Rescue him.
Gilden. Yes.
Colleen said this one in. Need to board your horse, cattle, pigs, or more? And this is in New Park. Monthly fees, horses. Everything is on a line separated with colons and dashes.
That's about and everything. Yeah, that's weird.
Monthly fees, colon. Horses, self-care. Wait, horses, is that a colon? It's not a semicolon.
That's a colon. That's a colon.
Okay. Yeah. Horses, colon, self-care, colon, 3-100.
Yeah. I guess that's $300. No. Yeah. Monthly fees, horses, like, self-care.
Oh, monthly, okay. Cattle, colon. Full-care, colon, 50. Pigs, colon. Full-care, colon, 50. Chickens. Chickens, colon. Full-care, colon, $3. Ducks, colon. Full-care, colon, $3. If you need a different type of animal than listed above, please contact me. Mostly all animals are accepted upon negotiation.
Right. You could have used this gal with your geese, right?
Yeah.
For $3 a month, I'd get rid of these.
You know what? I'll pay you for 6 months and I'll see you later. Exactly. call you later.
False email.
Here's my number, 555.
Yeah. That is hilarious. I mean, I think somebody should be calling in like weird animals. I got this camel. What do you charge for a camel?
What do y'all charge for water buffalo? Because I got me one of them and he needs to go somewhere for the month.
For the full care. What do you do full care for chickens?
Full care for a pig?
Well, that's a good point.
You know what? We groom him every day and we will make sure he's got his blanket on. Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's good. Lori. Lori sends this in from Facebook. Says mess. Oh, this little girthy Palomino.
It's very super fuzzy cute. Photo.
Super cute. Dapple. Somebody's taken care of. Okay, message me if you like what you see. Exclamation point. Absolutely no information will be given on this post or in comments. Remember, this is on Facebook. No, I will not message you. If you're interested in her, you will message me.
Dang, harsh.
I know. She's so cute, too. Like, well, how does she talk to this sweetie? Okay.
It looks like a Barbie dream horse is what it looks like. Something about a Palomino just makes me like feel like a little nine-year-old. I'm like, I love it.
White blaze and some socks and yeah, cute. Oh my gosh. What happened?
The next one is like the freaky version of the one we just talked about.
You're right.
It's like the zombie version of that Palomino. Oh. It's like a little Palomino chestnut flaxen mane and tail dwarf mini. Ooh, looking dwarf. At the camera with its blue eyes. And it was very frightening. Kayla and Jay Morlane sent this one in.
Okay.
Oh, God. Uh-huh. Okay. This is the ad. Okay. It's time Ozzy finds someone else to torture. I throw in the towel. He's 22 years old. Great feet. Fat on the pasture. Pretty sure the devil decided to create him when he was bored, realized what he'd created, casted him to earth because he didn't even want to deal with him. And then God said, this is how you must pay for your sins. And I ended up with him.
What's he do?
Again, this is a dwarf mini. And he goes on to say, top of the totem pole, the effing tip top. My horses literally tremble with complete and utter fear when this tiny tater tot on toothpicks is nearby. I can't separate him because the only other area they have to lock him up is where their water troughs are. And if I lock him up there, they can't get water. But at this point, I think they would take dehydration over dealing with him. He's free. Free! Edit to add, you better have a secure fence. He Houdini's out of everything. This
needs him.
This absolute disgrace to the equine species has made me chase him all over Harris County. There are deputies who genuinely have PTSD from him. He's made me ride in the back of a police car. At one point, he made a neighbor threaten me. Please save me, save my horses, save my sanity. Take him.
Get him. Exclamation point. Who's going to take him after these ads? I don't
know. Oh my God. Somebody I'd love to rescue him. Yeah, he should go out with Zeus. They could.
He should go without Zeus, don't you think? He's like a little mini Zeus.
Oh my God.
Not the effing totem pole part, but you know.
Zeus will win that. But I would like to say that I have had a dog that made a neighbor threaten me. I mean, it's hilarious because like the only reason that your relationship deteriorates is because of an animal. And I get it. I get it. So Kayla and Jay, thank you guys for sending that in. I wish you had included the phone number because I might call and just see if he got a home.
I'm worried about him. Yeah, free.
It's remember, scary. You're not allowed to have a soul when you read these. Stop it. Nice. Yeah, right. No soul allowed because you and I have bought two horses off of really bad ads in the past. So
how'd
don't
that go?
Yeah. Not I mean, you know, it know. Goes exactly how you would expect it to go.
Yeah. Great stories though. Yeah.
Great stories. One-eyed Willie looking at you, buddy. All right. So thank you for joining me today. And Jemmy, thank you for producing. And any parting words?
You know what I was afraid you were going to say is what did you learn today? And I was just,
Let's do that.
Desperately trying to think of it. I learned about Suffolk Punch. They are like the, roundest horses I've ever seen. I learned a Suffolk Punch breed today.
Yes. I did actually learn that they were on the rise here in the U.S. That's interesting because I never realized that. And I also realized that I will not put horses in this trailer that is
listed. No, that's a good point.
And if I lived near Oliver Springs, I'd buy that pony. That's pretty much what I learned today.
I'm so glad. And I learned you can't have a soul to read. I learned again, you can't have a soul to read really bad ads.
I would also like to point out on, I'll let you guys have this one as you leave. I just got a Facebook post from Precious Magic Gallup Jennings' parents. I need to read this to you because it is a photo of, you know, it's like San Diego. There's like the kind of mountain, like hills or outside of San Diego, it's like east, you know, kind of Ramona area. There's like hills and rocks. And there's a picture of a little 8-year-old that is leading Precious Magic Gallup Jennings down the road. And her dad is leading the other two horses down the road. And the post is, I'm thankful for my neighbors who are always home and alerted us that the horses jaunt around the neighborhood.
It escaped.
Apparently, little magic.
Is it just you and, you know, these horses that are Houdinis that escape? I don't know. Sue?
I can't believe I talked about her getting out and she got out. Like, recently, like in the past couple hours.
That is so funny. Yeah, she heard the Drax story and this is his story. That's funny. But I'm so glad. What a great story, though. They're so cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody have a great day. Do you have a catchphrase? Because, you know, I like to end my shows with Spade and Dergeld. Do you have something you would like to?
I have many happy horse hours this weekend.
This weekend in Spay, Neuter, and Geld. Bye.
Bye, Jamie. Bye, Jimmy.